That's a great thing about not being president anymore. I can say whatever I want. Of course, nobody cares what I say anymore, but I can say it anyway. But I really do want to talk you through this. A couple of months ago, Bill Gates and I were invited to testify together before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on President Obama's proposal developed by the State Department, by Hillary and our new AID director, to invest more money in building health systems around the world. And both of us said in different ways that we supported the legislation, but we didn't think the AIDS funding should be held down. And we made most of the arguments I just made to you. But let me just talk a little bit about what happened and offer some observations on what to do. First of all, I completely understand why the advocates for greater AIDS funding have loudly protested. But I do not think it is either fair or accurate to say the president has gone back on his promises as if this was a callous walking away. When he signed that proclamation, petition saying he would support greater AIDS funding, it was before the American economy led the world into the worst financial crisis since the Depression. Since then, he has tried to keep his commitments. Even I read all the right-wing tabloids and blogs at home, all of his even his worst critics will admit that he tries to keep his commitments. That's why they don't like him, because they disagree with what he's doing. But in the last year and a half, we have passed a massive financial stimulus bill, dramatic increases in investment in alternative energy, lowered the cost of a college education by providing direct loans. Just the other day, financial regulation to stop these excesses from occurring again, and a sweeping reform of American health care. This is a man who tries to keep his commitments. The budget reflects what they believe was the limit that Congress had put on overall health care assistance spending. And the pressure that the United States government and the G8 got from the governments of the countries where we work to spend more money on health systems and maternal and child health. Now, what we have to do, therefore, is to deal with that fact. You have two options here. You can demonstrate and call the president names, or we can go get some more votes in Congress to get some more money. My experience is that the second choice is a better one and far likelier to pay off. There is no way the White House will veto an increase in funding for AIDS. And so I appreciate how frustrating it is. And as I told all the folks who are involved in this, I said, the problem with this position, and I realized they were in a terrible bind, but sometimes I had to do this. Sometimes by prior arrangement, I would meet the House budget ceilings. For example, I would always put more money into early childhood education, and believe it or not, it was in the same budget as the National Institute of Health. So, and then Newt Gingrich, of all people, would put more money into medical research, because even our Republicans want to live forever. And then in the end, because nobody wanted to be seen as cutting education and everybody wanted to be seen as being for medical research, they simply raised the cap. It was a deal. We could work something like this, I hope. Maybe it's harder now that I told you what we did.